Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You guys, Lonnie is getting sassy with me, and there is something in this water because no ovary is safe here in Hollywood. It was Kylie yesterday. Now, Jennifer Lawrence just announced she's pregnant. Lonnie Love is here along with our very own handmaid, Morgan Stewart McGraw, everybody.
I'm not pregnant, but somebody else is.
Right? You know what, Gary? Get rid of this water. Give me a beer.
It's the water.
Thank you. Yeah, get rid of this water. I'm done.
Yeah, don't drink the water around here, especially in Hollywood. Mm-hmm.
Let's get right into it. I'm dead serious about that beer. Kylie Jenner is showing off her new baby bump. She just shared these photos on the gram, breaking the rules of fashion and all white after Labor Day.
Ooh. You guys, I told you yesterday, we have never really gotten Kylie content of her being pregnant because she hid it. This is what I need. Okay. She looks unbelievable. It just inspires me to like embrace the bump and just go there outfit-wise.
Oh. Yep.
Which I am now.
Somebody else was like, you know what? I let you have your moment, sis, but now it's my turn. Mm-hmm. Okay. Jennifer Lawrence just dropped the bomb saying that she is pregnant too.
Yep.
She confirmed it with People. This will be her first child with her hubby, Cook Maroney.
He's so cute. I saw a photo of them walking recently and I was like,
I can't wait for this. This baby is going to be so cute.
So cute, and they're cute.
I'm also just happy that people are fornicating again. You know what I mean?
It's a lot of that happening.
Yes, because I think in the pandemic, a lot of people had a little bit of low self-esteem. People were getting bored with each other. There was a lot of languish going on. And I think sex to people was more of a chore because we didn't know what was going to happen. So this is signaling that people are bumping uglies again. Am I wrong?
He gets on the freeway and sometimes you're like, what ride are we going? What does he say?
Because when he said fornicated, I'm like, they're married.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, don't get mommy talking.
Saying like I feel like people were more
either there was a huge baby boom in the pandemic or you were very single and it was very hard to move forward.
No, I think people were having sex at the beginning of the pandemic because that was all, and it fizzled because that was all there was to do March 13th through the 25th.
But I also feel like the baby boom really like it's proven, obviously it's consistent, like it's still going. Right? Yeah. Like, I feel like 2020 was like the year of everyone getting pregnant. 21 was whatever, everyone
getting pregnant.
But
when you think about it, it was probably around spring because people had been through the pandemic. And so now they started getting back together. And that's what you see now. Yes. It's blooming. And I love it.
Yes, it's a very happy time for a lot of people.
Well, Shailene Woodley decided to throw a wrench in everybody's system today because she shared this photo of a tiny baby feet on her Instagram story. But we don't know if this is a baby announcement because you remember Shailene hit us with a left punch when she told us that she was dating Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
Then a right when she said that she was engaged to him. Uh-huh. And then it was like, wait, what else are you hiding? Because this has all been a secret. Do you think that Shailene Woodley is telling us that she had a baby?
No.
I'm with you.
I don't think so. I think it was her. I think she's with a family member's baby. She got caught up in the feet. I think it's probably on her mind. She's obviously with somebody that she loves. And she just posted that for us to have this conversation. I don't think Shailene Woodley's going through 9 months. Like, I don't think she's pulling a Kylie.
No. Yeah. I also think that Shailene Woodley is adventurous enough to get engaged to a man that she barely knows. I don't think that
Fabulous.
She's adventurous Ooh. Enough to go ahead and have a baby with a man that she barely knows.
She knows him now. And sometimes you don't need to know.
Yeah,
sometimes
yeah.
you just feel it.
But 9 months ago, you think Shailene Woodley knew Aaron Rodgers?
Right.
Ooh. Oh, right. You're so shady this morning.
No, I'm not shady. I'm shady. What I'm saying is, when you're like in a love whirlwind and you get caught in the rapture,
it's
as my grandmother says, it's easy to commit to, oh my God, I'm gonna move in with this person after knowing them for 2 weeks because I can move out. Or I'm gonna get engaged to this person after knowing them for 3 months because I can call it off. But to say, oh my God, I'm gonna get pregnant by this person and be stuck with somebody that I've known for 6 months, you know, for the next 18 years, uh-huh. I think there's
that's
like
a different story.
There's a voice in your head that says, whoa, bitch, stop.
Yeah.
Okay, even I know better than that.
I'm with you. I get it. No, I don't think this is her baby.
No, I post stuff like this all the time. Baby hands, baby feet. It's just, it's something that we do.
Yeah.
It's cute.
We do. It's cute.
We do.
There's nothing cuter than baby feet.
Also, congrats to Jason and Lauren Kennedy. They announced their pregnancy news yesterday.
Oh.
This one hit close to home because mm-hmm. I know the struggle that they have had
absolutely.
And how much they have worked to have this child, and I will remind this baby that how hard their parents really wanted them.
Yeah.
So this was really sweet.
This was really sweet. And he obviously took us on that journey, and we all were kind of like, what's going on? And then for them to have that, really nice.
Yeah.
It's love.
It's love
and it's babies, and we love it.
They were very happy. So yeah, huge congrats to them. I'm sure they're so like, whew, thank God, after all that struggle, finally worked.
Well, guess what? Lonnie has something to tell you now.
You pregnant?
Well.
Tell her.
Northwest may be my daughter.
Actually, Northwest may be my daughter because she has zero chill and she will call you out. And that even includes her famous mother. Kim K was trying to film a sponsored Instagram post and North roasted her ass live for using a different influencer voice. Listen to this.
I love this.
Hey guys, I just got my new BoxyCharm and I wanted to share with you all of the super cute, amazing things. My daughter is here trying to hate on my BoxyCharm. Hey, get out of my video.
Why do you talk different?
Why do I talk different for what?
For your videos.
For my videos, I'm the same human being. I don't talk different. How do I talk different?
Guys, so today I got this new mask and these new bronzers. I got this.
Is that what I sound like?
That's what kids are here to do.
It's unreal. It's like, it doesn't matter how famous you are, how successful, your kids will check you.
Oh.
No, but North comes for her neck.
Ooh.
And don't let up. And we love it.
Gemini minds, man. Gemini minds.
And the fact that they think that that other girl is running Nori's Black Book, that is Northwest running that whole account, okay? I just love how, like, people are, like, so shocked. My mother taught me about the Becky voice.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because, like, my mother had a voice that she talked to, like, the church ladies to.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then she had her at-home voice.
Yeah.
They were two different people.
Wait a minute. Let me call.
Call me.
I'm going to be you. You be your mother.
Oh, good range.
How you doing, Pastor? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but hold on. Boy, if you don't get your ass off that couch.
Mama!
Hi, how you doing, Pastor? Yeah, we just sitting here praising the Lord. Get your ass off that
Mama!
Couch. Right?
That is the voice. That's the voice.
Praising
Jesus.
Praising Jesus.
Yeah, praising Jesus. It's also a different voice when, you know, you're talking to bill collectors.
Who talks to them? You don't answer those calls, Lonnie.
I do because I like to frustrate them. You know.
Wow,
that's what I do. I play winner.
Deny.
Lonnie ain't got a bill.
No, she does not got a bill.
Back in the day.
How do I still
used
have
to
a
do
bill?
It. I used to do it back in the day. You know, I put on what we call white voice, you know.
Okay.
This is MCI calling about your phone bill.
MCI.
Yes. What color is the bill that you sent? Is it pink or blue? You know, you don't pay it until it's pink.
She doesn't know nothing about that.
No, she forget it.
Do you know what a pink bill is?
Don't they just write past due? I've never noticed that they're pink, but that's pretty.
You've never noticed the bill?
I've obviously gotten late bills, but, like, I also just get it on my phone.
Okay.
Past due.
You guys.
I'm pregnant.
You guys.
Be nice to me.
Jamie Foxx is getting real about some of his career mistakes. He just admitted to Men's Health, sometimes you miss, but I know if I miss and they give me the pass to come back and do it again, good. If they turn their backs, then you feel a certain kind of way. Are you reading it between the lines here, Lonnie?
Yo, definitely.
What do you think he's talking about?
He's talking about taking certain roles. And early on, I can understand what he's talking about. Because early on, you know, about 20 years ago, I had an audition for a commercial. And it was for Popeyes. Mm-hmm. Now, you already know Popeyes. You got to be careful. And it was, and the script said, Annie the Chicken Queen. And I was like, oh, I can't take this. And my, of course, my agent, he tries to sell anything. He'll sell hell and ice water. he's like, you got to take it. I was like, no, you can't. You got to understand, as a certain look, a certain stereotype, I can't take that. And I didn't take it. And, you know, what I learned from that is sometimes you have to stand up for something and not take the obvious. Even though you need it, you need the money, something else will come along. And so that's what he's talking about.
I also think if you're a Black actor, it's really hard if you start with a Black audience and you're doing Blackities and the Black audience is riding with you and you decide to go mainstream but doesn't check back in with that Black audience and do a Soul Food or, you know, one of our Tyler Perrys or something that's for the community. I feel like people will turn their backs on you as well because they want you to remember where you came from.
You think it's a balance?
That kind of happened to Whitney Houston because Whitney Houston started off really super pop. And there were some people in the Black community that felt like, well, she wasn't Black enough, you know, with her music. And then, you know, so she had to deal with that. I mean, it's just so hard when you are, it's hard just trying to be an actor, no matter what color. But then when you lay on top of it, whether you're Asian, whether you're Black, whether you're female, we put these, I would say we put these limits on each other.
Yeah.
And we really have to get out of it. But I have to applaud Jamie because he's done so
incredible.
Well. Him, Will Smith, of course, Denzel, the fabulous Denzel. They're doing so well with trying to break these stereotypes that we can only be in this box.
For sure.
Right.
You know,
I had a very in-depth conversation with Taye Diggs once, and he was telling me, it's on Justice Sip, my podcast, and he was telling me about how much strife he got for falling in love with a white woman at the wrong time.
Oh,
damn.
And how he felt like people, and this was before social media, before Twitter, before Instagram was popping, and before people could really come for your ass.
Adina,
but he felt it from other actors and other actresses. He felt like, oh my God, people thought that he had sold out because he fell in love with a woman that was not Black.
It's just something that we have to deal with. I can remember, I was at the Essence Festival, this is real quick, Essence Festival, it was like Nate Parker at the time, he was there and it was a room full of women, Black women, and he's doing all this, you know, like, you know, yeah, nothing but the Black woman, the power of the Black woman. And I will never forget someone, they started asking questions from the audience and someone Googled him and saw that his wife was white. When I tell you, the girl walked up and said, you talk about all this stuff about Black women, but your wife is white. And when I say, you never seen a room turn, I lost it. It's like we have to get out of these boxes and these stereotypes. People can love who they want to love, but he was showing his love for his sisters.
Yeah.
But then, you know.
It's hard. It's a really tough thing, especially when you're in the public eye because people think that you should be a pillar. If you guys have never heard the Oprah Winfrey, Jamie Foxx story about the Oscar, you guys need to Google it and hear it in his own voice. It is one of the most compelling things, but you'll understand what I mean when I say there's a lot of pressure on Black Hollywood from Black Hollywood. Coming up next, Black Hollywood legend Janet Jackson. This is the blackest show I've ever done. What she's finally revealing about her very private world. And today's hot debate, what would you rather get? 500 grand or go to dinner with Jay-Z and Beyonce's not there?
You can tell I get the topics today.
We're getting into it next. Yes, we are.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
can't have beer, okay? It's okay.
It's so crisp.
I don't even get a Coca-Cola.
It's so crisp. This is it's unreal. Cold.
Jen Lavin, I need a Coca-Cola. Everyone got beer.
It's amazing, Morgan. You just don't know what you're missing.
I smell it from here, by the way.
Sorry.
How do we have beer laying around? Rebecca's going to freak out we haven't gotten to the story yet.
Okay.
My God.
Come on.
So happy my ovary is not activated.
Damn it.
Hold on to your wigs, girls, because Janet Jackson is about to snatch them. Yes, Lonnie, I mean you.
Yes.
She's releasing a 4-hour documentary, and she's getting very intimate.
God, it smells good.
This is what a superstar looked like.
She's an empowered woman.
She is a force to be reckoned with.
She comes from a whole family of legends.
She will always be my baby sister.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce Janet Jackson.
When I was 17, I did what people told me.
This is my story, told by me, not through someone else's eyes.
This is the truth.
Take it or leave it. Love it or hate it. This is me.
Janet said, icons only. Icons only. Mariah, Missy, that random hairstylist that she got to talk.
I cannot wait.
Paula.
By the way, you get chills. It's so nostalgic. When you see the 80s footage of Janet, like when she first burst, you're like, oh my, and then you forget. Like it goes back all the way to when she was literally 8 years old.
Oh my 100%.
Control she Joe. Oh, the Joe footage scares me. Event.
I love that Lifetime is doing this. Lifetime is taking like... Damn. Like, they got, like, Salt and Pepper. They did that right. They did Wendy Williams. I know because Janet is involved in this, that this is going to be tight. I just wonder what she's going to say about that, you know.
Well, hold on. Let me first start by saying...
You think she's going to talk about it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's talking about that titty.
Oh.
This is co-produced by her brother, Randy, and they are doing a 4-hour special. A lot of people are questioning how much of the family business do you think they will share?
I think you're going to do 4 hours. She knows she got to give the people some stuff she hasn't given them before.
Yeah, but we know about Joe. We already know. We know about that.
Yeah.
We need to talk about how the death of Michael affected her. We need to talk about how she was blacklisted, if she felt like she was blacklisted because of what happened.
Yeah.
It's so much more. She had a baby at 50.
We don't even really know much about that. I feel like this is very well timed for Janet.
I think it's very well timed because I think we're in an era where we're not blaming women for everything and we are forgiving women for a lot of things. If Janet would have came out with this documentary 5 years ago, people would have been like, why are you playing the victim? You're rich. You're powerful. We don't need to do this with you. I think the world is ready to receive Janet in the way that she is ready to give it to us.
Because even I did not even recognize what Janet fully went through. And I fully admit that. I knew that it was a scandal. I knew it was a big deal. I did not realize the severity of what that did to her as a person of color and as a woman.
Oh, for
I was
sure.
not at all fully understanding of that. And so for me, I've always just loved Janet. Oh, yeah, she had that Super Bowl thing. Like, I didn't recognize.
I mean, remember.
You know what I mean?
She went on Oprah, and she sat in that chair, and she said, you know, how she felt, and she put her heart out there, and she, you know, apologized, and she explained. And the audience, which was 95% women, sat there and was cold to her.
Mm-hmm. And also, like, I mean, what is the big, I mean... It's a boob.
But it was, we don't know what really happened.
Then I do think someone needs to come out. She needs to either say, this was planned, this is what happened, or it was an accident, it was a misfortunate, unfortunate.
I think it's going to be one of those things, kind of sort of like You're So Vain, where we won't know until all of the players have passed away. Because, you know, there's one wardrobe person who is holding the secret to that mystery. Mm-hmm. And no one wants to say because you just... It's one of those things where you never want to get caught with your hand in the pot.
But and it I also think, shows she can overcome. She overcame this.
Totally.
And now she's doing her thing still. So we just want to see it.
I want to see it. I can't
wait. Janet!
If you ever do impress for this, girl, come sit your ass here at Daily Pop. We got cold-ass beer, girl. And we got whiskey because Joel McHale is joining us live. We're going to be sipping with him, and we're going to be debating whether or not it's okay to kiss on the first date. We'll be right back. I'm going to, I'm going to enjoy
that on the first date.
Not me.
You, please.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Question, are you on a first date?
Yes, yes. Actually on a first date. Yes.
How about we get into a whiskey-themed truck
this
that also
crazy.
Runs on diesel and we go do something wild?
Yes, let's do it.
Yes,
right,
yes,
let's do
yes.
it.
Yes.
Let's go.
Let's
do it.
True.
My mother used to tell me never take whiskey from a stranger, but since I know Joel McHale, let's do it.
Sylvester.
Yes.
Very nice of you.
Well, first of all, this is a full man.
Justin has not been able to form a sentence since you walked on set.
What is
Look,
it?
You're gonna have to read that prompter.
Oh, you ready for some?
Yes.
This is
yes,
great.
Because you know
God,
you have
you
partnered
have any.
With the brand Monkey Shoulder to help people loosen up on first dates.
Yeah.
But you've been married for 25 years, and we know why. How do you even remember what your first date was like?
There we are, right there.
Oh
that's the first date, right there.
25 years.
25 years.
What's your sign?
Guess.
Oh, God, Leo.
You got it.
Am I right?
No!
Oh, what is
Not even close. Come on.
What is it? I'm gonna sniff
no,
it.
No, be a pregnant lady from the 60s.
Cool.
It may affect your health.
I'm just gonna sniff it a little.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It does smell good.
You know what?
Yeah,
it's a wonderful blended scotch.
I always take a shot of bourbon before I go on a date because I feel like it brings out the madman in me. Like, it brings out the John Hamm right in my soul.
Now,
the John Hamm of it all.
Has the first date ever gone, hey, have you been drinking before the date?
No, because I always seem a little slightly drunk as I'm having a beer at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Joe, I want to know, on a first date, should you have sex?
Ooh, Lonnie.
Are you saying because something happened recently, Lonnie? I just want to say it's great, and I think you should.
Mm-hmm.
And who was it?
Oh, it was Justin. Actually.
Okay, it was Nick Cannon. So, and we all know it. I just wanted to see if you admit it, but he's had 12 other babies that you guys were talking about earlier.
87 babies.
Yeah.
Six different mamas.
It's six different mamas.
Oh, we're getting from our producers. It's 4 baby mamas, 7 children, and he will have more if God permits.
Yeah. Is your baby his?
No. We'll see. We will see. There's a chance.
So 6 months later, you got pregnant.
Yeah.
You had the one baby, and then your husband pushed the doctor out of the way?
Get
out of the way.
Not even.
Going right back.
I'm
going
to tell you what happened. I 3 months later, I got pregnant. I'm almost halfway.
It's
really
crazy.
Good,
my wife wouldn't let me. It's good.
It's good.
It's very good.
It's smooth.
Wait, do you have children?
I like it.
Is
I have
good?
2 boys.
You feeling
How
like
old?
It's good? Mm.
16, 13, and 10.
Oh, my God.
Whoa,
are you scared?
You just missed that I said 2 boys and then put out 3 ages.
We've been having beer since 8 a.m.
Yeah.
This is why show is good.
You are so sweet.
See,
okay.
If the Today Show did this, oh, man, it would be great.
It would be.
It's so great to be back. E, is it down to one room?
By the way.
Is this it? Is this like a... Is it like a science fiction episode?
By the way, we've asked ourselves that for 5 years.
We've been trying to figure out like what's going on. Like next week we'll be in the dumpster filming the show.
It's fine. We got Joel McHale. You stick it. You can
buy.
I absolutely host a show called The Dumpster.
We got some stories.
Lonnie's trying to keep us on track. We're just trying to talk to you because you're so funny.
But guys, seriously, Shailene Woodley.
Right.
What is happening?
Do you think she had a baby?
Oh my gosh, absolutely.
You do?
Yeah. With your husband.
Oh, my God. By the way, it's okay. I'd get a settlement.
Okay.
That would be
great. Camila Cabello was just on Carpool Karaoke with Ina Maziela.
No, don't do it.
Bring that camera back.
She's already had that.
And she made a surprise confession about
Maziela.
Her first date with Shawn Mendes. Roll it.
With Ina Maziela.
She's
I swear to God, before Sean and I's first date, I was so nervous. I took 2 tequila shots and sang Define Gravity.
No.
So Sean and I have been talking for a couple weeks now, like, oh my God, like, I'm so excited to see you. Like, I can't wait to kiss you. Like, all that stuff. You
right.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Okay.
And so, obviously, like, that there's just a lot of stakes. He's about to come over, and I'm, like, so nervous. I just, like, can't take it. My dad is there. I'm like, pour me 2 tequila shots. Like, just, like, do it. And I just sang Defying Gravity.
Billy Porter's like, if someone didn't crash his car into a cul-de-sac right now to shut this girl up, why was your dad on the first date?
That was a really good song they sang, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay,
they nailed the karaoke in that.
But Joel, the purpose is that she was saying that she had to take tequila shots for her first date.
Right.
Because she was nervous.
Now, was that, who was talking?
Camila
Cabello.
Oh, I thought you meant Ina Medina. Ina Medina. I don't think she should have done tequila shots. She should have done shots of monkey shoulder. Everybody.
See? That's what I was trying to get to.
There we go.
Have you guys been on that carpool karaoke yet?
No. We're not famous enough for that. You know that.
Well, I haven't been on it.
Oh, well, your agent needs to get to work. It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's your agent? What the hell? I was on basic cable for 12 years.
Yeah. It's...
You started.
Wait, Joel.
Yes,
she said that her dad was there on the first date. Have your sons offered to take you on their first dates, or have you offered to take them on their first dates?
My kids don't even want me to drop them off at school. They'll be like, just park right here.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, I'll walk from here. I don't want to be seen with you. Just get you turn around, go back. I'll walk right up.
It's so crazy how fast that happens. They're just like, get out of my way.
You in that shirt, man.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Come on. Now
you know what my secret is?
What?
Monkey shoulder blended scotch. I don't know how I do it, guys.
I will drink it all day. Okay?
You know, the old place where I shot the soup is now an Equinox. And I'm not kidding. I was like, wow. Right there. That's where Tom used to yell at me, and now it's a lat machine.
Oh my God.
I hear Tom's out with a hip replacement.
Yeah, he's back next week. He's still pushing.
And there's some lady out with a back replacement after Tom got that new
first
head.
Date, okay. Right?
Come on, with the monkey shoulders. Joel, how can people get you to crash their first date?
Yes.
Well, if they go to monkeyshoulder.com, a William Grant & Sons product, they will find all the details. If you type in my name and Scotch, it'll come up. Check Friendster. Check the Scientology website. You can also check,
check
the Style. Oh, check the Style Network. Go on there and check Style.
There's no longer there.
What? It's not?
No, it's no longer there.
How about the GQ Network? Check that.
Olivia took that in her settlement.
Lonnie, I'm
sorry.
You
guys, this
I just want to say that Lonnie is wearing the coolest leather robe I have ever seen. It looks like
it's so hot.
It's like a dominatrix spa over there. It's great.
Yeah, her boob sweat is definitely making the steam.
And then you're wearing white after Labor Day, as we've already talked about.
Kylie Jenner already did it.
Kylie Jenner did it. You can do it. You want that whiskey. Fine.
Thank you so much for this.
You guys,
this
did you hear this about amazing. Kylie Jenner?
What?
Pregnant.
Oh, my God. Up next, Bradley Cooper's ex, Aretha Shake, has a wild new look.
Oh.
Joel is weighing in.
Are you
plus, why is John Legend thinking about blocking Ariana Grande? You know what a break is, Joel.
You guys have the big stories.
We are back with the celebs serving some serious looks at New York Fashion Week. Check out Aretha Shake in this orange corset bodysuit with baggy cargo pants.
Justin, you can't do this. You know you got a shout out.
Oh, Laquan Smith came through.
She looks incredible.
Incredible.
The wet bob. I mean, Aretha, listen, there's no doubt about what. I mean, she's stunning.
Oh, the ramen noodle Beyonce bob for me is a killer. I love it.
I like that shiny. Can I get some coffee?
We also got to talk about Idina Menina's best friend, Katie Holmes, in this black halter dress. She's showing way more skin than we are used to.
What's happening?
I was just thinking the same thing.
I like it. No. Y'all not about to do this to Katie.
I love
Katie. Katie is coming out. She different. And this is what I like about this. A plus size woman could wear this, you know, because you could cover it strategically. You know, and I think she's just trying something different, and I'm all for women that's trying something different. Go ahead, Katie. You made it to Daily Pop.
No, here's the reason why I don't like
that's
it.
That's about all she made it to.
Reason why I don't like it. Put that photo back up. If you're gonna commit to something like this, you need to commit. Take the top shirt off.
Get some heels. It's too many different feels. But no. I love Katie. I think she's so beautiful, but I'm not into this vibe.
No. All right, next one.
Our girl Zanna Roberts Rossi is there seeing all the fashion firsthand. Zanna, what is going on over there?
Hey guys, I am here live at New York Fashion Week at the Pat Bowes Show. It's about to start. New York Fashion Week is cranking. It's so much fun. One of my favorite moments so far. Probably talking to Christian Siriano and his epic front row last night. I also loved this John Legend interview. He tells Victor what's getting him creative and why he's considering blocking Ariana Grande.
Over the past year and a half, 2 years, we had a lot of time to kind of be to ourselves, be with our families. Do you think that time creatively helped you kind of dig into that design process?
Absolutely. We had plenty of time to work on this, had plenty of time to work on music. So all the things that I love to do creatively, I've had more time to do them. And I've been in this house. This is our creative house. This is Chrissy's office and my studio's upstairs. And so we create here. And we've had plenty of time to do that. And it's been a lot of fun. I think we've done something that's really fresh and new. I've been working with Sperry for a while and as a spokesperson. So we've finally come together for a collaboration, John Legend and Sperry. Sperry's kind of known for that boat style, that preppy style. And we wanted to embrace that tradition, but update it.
I wanted the shoes to represent the different elements of my life. I'm a sneaker fanatic. I have over, I think, 250, maybe 300 pairs of shoes.
Okay.
Tell me about how many shoes you have.
I think I'm probably closer to like 100.
Okay.
I do like cleanses, like where
I'll get rid
of some, you know? Like, I have to, like, keep replenishing the closet, and then I don't like to hold on to stuff for too long.
Have you always been into fashion?
I've always been a fan of great designers, and I know what I like to wear, and I know what makes me feel good, makes me feel sexy, makes me feel like I'm ready to go on stage.
You're about to start the second leg of your tour.
I love being on tour and I miss it. You know, it's been so long. We've all been kind of cooped up. I want this show to be fun. I want it to be about connection, about love, about enjoying ourselves and bringing joy to each other.
Speaking of joy, the new season of The Voice is coming up.
Yes.
Sorry I'm late.
Hey! Yay. Ariana Grande is on the show now, and we are all like in awe of her, and we know she's gonna do so well. And so we wanna beat her, and so I may or may not have to block her at some point.
I love John Legend. I love him so much.
He always looks like he smells so good.
You love everybody after a beer and a
shot
of whiskey.
You know what? I've been asking for coffee. Gary, really?
Coming up, ever wonder how Miss America contestants get that perfect look?
Oh, Lord.
Well, here's a hint. They're using lube, sticks, and boob tape. Lube? Did I read that right?
They're using lube, glue, sticks, and boob tape.
Lube?
Lord. They're wild beauty tests.
We need to talk. No, we need to talk after this. Lube? The Miss America pageant is celebrating its 100th year. So we're uncovering some of the top beauty queen hacks that stood the test of time. There's that whiskey again. Here to show us all the best tricks is TV host and beauty expert Liz Kennedy, everybody.
Yes.
Liz, I just want to apologize right now. Lonnie and I are kind of off the rails.
I'm so jealous. It's all good.
I'm used to being drunk and performing. So this is the thing. One thing you need for pageants is big hair.
Yes.
Now, other than extensions, what do we need for the big fake hair?
All right, so celebrities and influencers are known for messing with their hairlines.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Kardashians are known for doing a little something-something mm-hmm. to that hairline.
Okay.
Yeah, I know all the tea. But, however, it's thousands and thousands of dollars to do this. So a good way to copy it at home is to take a little bit of eyebrow gel or like an eyeshadow color.
Uh-huh.
And what I do, you take this little brush
mm-hmm.
and you just put a little bit of the gel in it. And I don't have a mirror right now, but what I do is I create fake strokes in the hair.
Oh.
Try it.
Yeah, no,
let's
I do
see
this
if you
at
can
my
do
hair
it.
Too. Look, because sometimes my hair curls right here and I have to get like a little bit of that. And I just put a little tiny bit here.
And you just do a little bit of
strokes. You have a hairline, Justin. There
exactly.
you go.
No, this is amazing. And by the way, this is a beauty hack that costs how much?
I mean, this is like $3.
This is amazing.
It's so easy. A lot of women do it. It's like my little hack. And you don't have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars to have the quote-unquote perfect hairline.
Okay, this is what I love most about Miss America pageants because y'all been microblading without microblading for years.
Exactly.
And I feel like brows are always so important on camera. So how do you get those big, bold brows? The liquor. It's a liquor.
So, Justin, I don't know. I've been seeing these girls with laminated eyebrows. I'm like, girl, where are your eyebrows going? You know when they do the little, like, lift?
Yes.
And sometimes the eyebrows are, like, they're in the middle of the forehead. I'm like, where are those going?
Yeah,
like,
unibrow.
I'm not really into that whole fluffiness, but what I do like is a placed eyebrow. And what I mean by that is something with a little bit of hold, but also, like, looks shiny and healthy. So sometimes I steal my man's hair glue or gel. He's not using the one with the sparkles, but I'll take this, take a brush, and just kind of brush it through.
Oh, wow.
It gives a little bit of a hold, a little bit of a shine, and it's easy.
Yeah, hit me up, Lonnie. Uh-huh, because I have a little colic right here.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
See,
I
feel like
that.
A little bit of like a healthy, a healthy
you
glow. You don't need to laminate your eyebrows so they're in the middle of your forehead.
Okay. So you now brought one of Lonnie's favorite products. Lube.
Yes.
What are you using lube for at the Miss America pageant?
All right. So before you think glow. I'm crazy, and this is one of those products, it's actually going to take you from the bed sheets to the streets.
Ooh.
Yay!
Ooh.
Hey.
Yes.
That's definitely my next life slogan. So what you do, basically, what lube is, it's glycerin. It's just a humectant. It's nothing. It's just all marketing and whatnot. But what's really bizarre is this actually has ylang ylang in it, which is a calming ingredient, which God only knows why someone wants to be calm during that moment. If you put some on your hand, you'll see.
And that gives you the glow.
It's just a humectant. That's it.
Oh.
That's literally it. It's glycerin.
Let me see.
It smells really nice.
Ylang-a-lang.
Ylang-a-lang.
Say that three times, Lonnie. Ylang-a-lang.
Whatever.
But it's not sticky once it dries, and it feels really, really good.
Oh,
it does.
Right?
I like this.
No, that looks amazing.
It's all just marketing. That's okay. Honest to God, that's all it is.
Let me ask you a question. I feel like if I were in a Miss America pageant, and so would Lonnie, things would be popping out.
Yeah.
How do you keep things in?
Hey, well, get them boobs.
There's times where I look down like, I need to call 1-800-LIFT-A-TITTY.
No, you look good. You look good.
Because I know the tricks. So that's the thing, right? When you're wearing dresses, sometimes one's left, one's right. Like, you know, it's not cute. And when you're wearing a dress like this that's really low, the trick is to just put boob tape under. I would show you on me, but then it's like a different type of show.
Oh, yeah, different
so,
type of show.
This is just how you place it on the side like this. And then you don't have to wear a bra.
Well,
and you don't have to worry.
So, like, what would you do with me?
So, you got to get the undercarriage.
Get the whole roll.
You got to get
the whole roll.
You don't want nobody thinking about you in the whole roll.
And then you just, you know, you got to, like,
here's a second.
Lift.
Because Sally going to need a few.
Sally going to need a few.
I like that. No, I can feel the difference.
Right?
Look at that. At this boob versus this boob.
I can see it. It gives it a little oomph.
Now, is there anything you can keep in your makeup bag for, like, a last-minute emergency?
I sure do. It's actually something I developed and patented. I'm super proud. It's my child. I was always driving in the car, and you know when you get those, like, random chin hairs, and you're like, where did that come from?
I look like I am growing a beard.
It's really annoying, and I'd always look for tweezers or something last minute. So what I did was I took my 5 favorite skincare tools, and I magnetized them.
This is genius, Liz.
Thank you.
Oh!
So it's got your tweezers, your rose quartz roller, your eye serum roller to help depuff when you've had one too many drinks the night before, a comedone extractor for a pimple, a blackhead, a whitehead, and then a derma roller with the tiny little needles.
Okay, where can people find this? Because this is genius.
Thank you. You can buy it at Ulta. You can buy it at beautymagnet.com. I'm very proud. This is my second child.
You guys, scan that QR code because she is right. It's your 5 favorite beauty tools in one. I use 3 of these twice a day. Up next, the big star trying to become a Beverly Hills housewife. And take your birth control, ladies, because 7 kids might not be enough for Nick Cannon. He's revealing why he's so fertile. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. It is time for the Hollywood Minute. The CMA Awards just announced their 2021 nominees, and Chris Stapleton and Eric Church are in the lead with 5 nominations each. They're both up for Entertainer of the Year, along with Miranda Lambert, Luke Combs, and Carrie Underwood. And Carrie is also back to help the NFL return to NBC.
Waiting all day for Sunday night.
Carrie sings a Sunday night theme song, and Ed Sheeran will do a concert tonight before Dallas and Tampa Bay take the field. And Nick Cannon has 7 kids with 4 different women, but he is not done yet. He told TMZ the reason he's so good at baby making is his aura and his essence. And he says if God sees a reason to give him more children, he's going to keep doing it. And that is your Hollywood Minute. And some of your favorite soap stars have returned to Days of Our Lives. We just talked to Deidre Hall, who revealed why Lisa Rinna got her in trouble on set.
All right. Are we going to talk about what happened last night?
I go to bed with a script in my hand. I wake up with a script in my hand. The one thing I would have had an easier time with was maybe a job that didn't require so much memorization. And I'm not a verbatim memorizer, but it's still, oof, you know.
And at 73 years old, Days of Our Lives star Deidre Hall is still killing it as Dr. Marlena Evans, starring in the Peacock special, Days of Our Lives Beyond Salem.
Their gems have fallen into the wrong hands.
So why do I feel there's more to the story than you're telling?
What you're going to really love is all the people that we haven't seen for a while that are coming back. Lisa Rinna's coming back. Wonderful, wonderful cast members you've missed a whole lot are going to be back on your screen.
So who are you supposed to be?
Our director had to begin every direction with, shut up! You can catch up with each other later, but now I need you to do these things. We just were hungry for news about each other, so we ended up gabbing way too much.
Welcome to Miami!
Jack A. Harry's in on the fun too, but admits it's not easy.
First couple of days, I was ready to go. Oh no, I don't think I can do this. 5 o'clock in the morning, gotta be there 5:30. I was like, oh no, oh God. But once I got going, it's almost like Seabiscuit come out clopping, you know, and then after a couple of days, I became a racehorse. I smoothed out, you know, but it took a moment.
And now she's ready for another new challenge after working with Lisa Rinna and former housewife Eileen Davidson.
That Real Housewife. I said, how do I become a real housewife? I have to marry you and then divorce you and then you give me some money? Lord.
What the hell's going on?
If the housewives thing doesn't work out for her, we'd love to see Jack A in a reboot of Sister Sister.
I'm gonna have to go and beat somebody over the head. Oh, that would be lovely. We would love it. And I just saw Tim Reed over there on Sunset. We were talking about it. So, and we're still alive and kicking, all of us, you know, still vibrant.
Somebody call Lonnie a Uber, y'all, because ooh, y'all.
It did go on for a while with Jackie Harry.
Oh my God. You guys can watch Days of Our Lives Beyond Salem on Peacock. And if you don't already have the Peacock, just scan the QR code that's up on your screen right now to get the Peacock, okay? Next, would you rather get 500 grand or go to dinner with Jay-Z? This dumbass debate is after the break. There is a debate going on. I don't know why, but the debate is, would you rather $500,000 or have dinner with Jay-Z without Beyonce? Mm. And Tidal got in on it and said, take the 500K.
You want to know why? Because Jay-Z already gave his advice on his album 444. So take the $500,000.
But would it change your opinion if Beyonce said she was coming?
Yes. Also, Jay-Z doesn't want to go to dinner with you.
Yeah. Ooh. You know,
that he's
and
busy.
He may not talk. You know, he may just sit there and go, You can take that $500,000, you can invest it,
yep.
And then you
listen
can become like a big person.
A big person.
And like a big dealer. And then you meet Jay-Z on your own and he want to meet with you.
Yeah.
Ah, it's vision, baby.
You could become a big person.
Look at Susie Orman.
Yep.
Look at Susie Orman. God, you guys.
The coffee kicking in, finally.
Coffee kicking in.
I got some coffee?
Have to say.
With a creamer or no creamer?
I love this show. I love how crazy it gets, and I love that you guys love it. So set your DVR. We have a packed show for the rest of the week. Don't forget to watch Nightly Pop tonight. Joel McHale's fine ass is on that as well. And we'll see you every day at 11 a.m. right here on E! And remember, tell everyone you love them. I don't think tomorrow's promised.
The show's over. He's drunk. Okay, bye. Thank you for watching.
It's Friday. We got one show left for the week. That's it, Justin.
Oh, I thought
no
it was
more
Wednesday.
Beer. No more beer. I'm fine. Since I'm used
no
to being
alcohol
drunk.
For them tomorrow.
Hey, I'm a comedian. We do this all the time, baby. Okay?